victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, 5 minutes of pain. Letter from the government sealed. All right, folks, we are live at the InfoWar with Jason Burmis this Sunday, August 16th, and these Obama posters have just gone viral, folks. You're talking about Tokyo, Japan, down on Wall Street, right at the bull market. Unbelievable stuff. People all over San Antonio, all over the country, people being arrested. We're going to cover that towards the end. Alex Jones going to pop in. We have Tarpley on, Webster Tarpley, in the first hour to discuss both the Holdren eugenics and as well as the town hall meetings that are now taking place. Now, if you haven't seen these town hall meetings, basically Obama has now had to go in public and say, there aren't any death panels, folks. Don't worry. The death panels don't exist. But you read the legislation, and that's exactly what they're putting together. We're also going to be covering how the United States media just refuses to discuss what the UK media is talking about. These are front page headlines. Swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern of neurologists over 25 deaths in America. It was a lot more than 25, folks. We've been covering this for how long? 2 months, 3 months? We showed you the 60 Minutes program from 1979 where people lost motion, got disease, and even died. And now it's coming out in the mainstream, but it doesn't matter. They're going to go ahead with their plans anyway. Along those same lines, they're going to be pushing Tamiflu, even though experts are saying there's no reason to put out Tamiflu. It's ineffective, and all these people are just going to basically grow immunities to it. Why would you want to do this? But they're just going to go ahead because they can make a ton of money off it. Mr. Jones.
Hey, for stations out there, we're going to Tarpley after the five-minute break. Some stations join us after the break. I want to say hi to Webster. But I just wanted to pop in and say I'm up here working on my new film. I will announce the name of the film sometime next week. We have moved the date of release for the new film because I wanted to take our time with this. I always just getting a love affair with these documentaries. I want to make it even better than the Obama deception. And it's going to be released, guaranteed, October 22nd.
October 22nd.
Or whatever that Wednesday is. Yeah, October 22nd or 23rd. No, it's 22nd. But I'm up here working on the film. The Joker thing is so huge and has so many different facets to it of attacks on free speech, people fighting back and standing up, the power of the people, the response of the establishment, that it's important. So the last 20, 30 minutes of the show, I appreciate you having me on to get into that because I ran out of time on my own show today. Yours is 3-2. So I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to all the news you're covering right there. It's just I want people to know at the end of the show today, come up in about 2.5 hours, I will be here to break down how exciting this is, Jason.
And people have been really creative. I mean, for the people that can't get out hundreds of these posters, they're walking up to people in their cars. They're walking up to police officers.
San Francisco so far, I'll tell people, is in the lead. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting more entries. It was supposed to end Friday, but we're still getting more entries. We're going to have people are making other designs of posters. So we're going to let people keep sending them until Wednesday or Thursday, and then I'll judge it and announce it next Friday.
And let's not forget, we have a Bush fascist Joker right now, and you can get the T-shirt over at InfoWars.com. These just became available.
Yes, people have been asking for a Bush Joker, and so it's certainly a bipartisan situation. But the issue here is they told people it's bad. You're not allowed to talk about our God, Obama. And they said arrest whoever did that a few weeks ago. So we said, well, we're just going to tell everybody to do it, but do it in legal and lawful areas. The police have the state of
Was it Colorado?
No, the state of Florida attorney general is acting like there's victims. It's scary. It should be illegal to show him in a bad light. And people are rebelling against this obvious hypocrisy and censorship and just going wild everywhere with them. The posters are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now it's more about the First Amendment than just, standing up against Obama. So I'll cover all those facets coming up.
And meanwhile, you know, the guy who originally did that Hope Obama poster, that was his bread and butter before all this. Shepard Fairey used to just go spray paint stencils that he would make all over Los Angeles.
That's right. Obama with the Obama Hope thing where he's like Lenin looking out into the future.
Yeah.
Obama told the Washington Post and sent letters to his constituents saying, put these on stop signs. We said never do that. And the police have basically said, you can put an Obama sign on a stop sign. That's good. But if you criticize Obama, it's illegal. So basically, they're going to selectively enforce. The government's totally thug-run. The people are responding. Webster Tarpley coming up.
We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are now joined by a man who really needs no introduction to our listeners. You know, if you listen to this show, you know who Webster Tarpley is. He's the author of Synthetic Terror. He's written Barack Obama, Postmodern Coup, the unauthorized biography of both George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Obama. How are you today, Webster?
Hi, Jason. How are you? And don't forget my recent, most recent, Surviving the Cataclysm, Your Guide to the Worst Financial Crisis in Human History.
And I'm sure it's very, very thorough, just like all of your other works. I mean, Synthetic Terror, through the three editions that you put out, is really just an unbelievable accumulation of evidence against the quote-unquote official version of 9/11. But I wanted to really discuss what we talked about a few weeks ago when we were in D.C., John P. Holdren and this Eco-Science, Population Resources, and Environment book. Why don't you give us just a little history of who John P. Holdren is and what beliefs he holds?
Well, the general heading here is, of course, the presence of a genocidalist current, which is quite strong inside the Obama administration. And I think you can't address these healthcare debates without bearing in mind that there are people in the Obama White House today that have gone on record publicly advocating what amounts to genocide, what amounts to Nuremberg crimes, high crimes against humanity under the Nuremberg precedents of 1945-1946. And you've got to bear in mind that whatever law is passed, whatever the details of any bill might be, the people writing that law into regulation, right? You know, the law is one thing, and then it's got to be translated into detailed regulations for the operation of a federal agency or something like this. Plus the people that would then be sitting on these boards, if we look at the kind of people that get appointed to the White House, right? You got the 44 czars. How many of the 44 czars in the Obama White House are in fact genocidalists? I think quite a few. And we should go through the entire list, but if you want to start with Holdren, that's a good place to start. John P. Holdren is currently the official special assistant to the president for science and technology. He's the chairman of the White House Council on Science and Technology and also the president's committee on science and technology. So this is a very important post. So you go back and look at this guy. We got his writings out, as you know. We went through them, and we go back to 1977. I have here the third edition of his book, Ecoscience, which he co-authored with Paul Ehrlich and Ann Ehrlich, both of Stanford, and John P. Holdren is a contributor. So whatever is said in the book is approved by John P. Holdren. So what we find here is somebody who openly announces that he's a neo-Malthusian. In other words, he embraces the doctrines of Reverend Thomas Malthus, who was the official ideologue of the British Empire in the 19th century. The guy was an ideologue of genocide. He was the one who got the poor assistance to British paupers lifted, so they died by the tens of thousands. And he also superintended the looting of India, leading to famines that killed many, many millions, all during the 19th century. So he says, I'm in that tradition. I'm with Malthus. And we might as well say also with Jeremy Bentham, the utilitarian, because you'll see that coming back in a lot of these arguments. So he basically says the root cause of all the problems of the human condition is overpopulation. The world is overpopulated. Why is it overpopulated? According to Holdren, 1 billion is really the carrying capacity. 1 billion is the optimum population of the world. And when he wrote this, the world population was already 4 billion, meaning that 3 billion were superfluous, right? This is what Scrooge called the surplus population, right? Mm-hmm. People that have to be gotten rid of somehow. And then you begin to wonder, well, how are you going to do that? 3 billion people, 75% of the world population at that time. And what would that mean today, right? 30 years on, mm-hmm. One of his colleagues, a guy that he has, he's put essays by this guy into his various anthologies, is a character named Pimentel. Pimentel, used to be at Cornell, I think he's still there, has said that the current world optimum population would be between 1 and 2 billion. Well, that doesn't help us too much because now we're well over 6 billion, so this still leaves 4 to 5 billion people who are superfluous. And then he looks around the world and he says, well, what do? We have to use triage, right? You have to separate the ones that are going to get better anyway, the ones that are hopeless, and then try to help the ones in the middle. And according to Holdren in 1977, you had to do that with food aid. So you take some countries and consider them hopeless and write them off. And he actually says the country of Bangladesh is hopeless and we should suspend food aid to them. And at that time, he said India may also be so poor that they may have to be triaged. Now, if it's Bangladesh, I suppose that's between 100 million and 200 million. Depending at what time we got to this. And, of course, India today would be over a billion. So you're in this area of ultra-Hitlerian figures, right? Things that go far beyond Hitler, Stalin, Mao, whoever you happen to think the world champion of genocide is. He gets up into the Pol Pot League. Pol Pot is not as big a genocidalist on the absolute scale, but in this proportional scale, he's the all-time champion, I think, in terms of what percentage of his own population he wiped out in Cambodia in the 1970s. So we get all this. Now, Holdren then wants to have a planetary regime, that is a supranational institution, a supranational government that would crush the nation states and impose the maximum population of the world and then indeed for each individual country, you get the impression. and they would then dictate this. So it's a liberal totalitarian nightmare. I would call it liberal totalitarianism, and it gets down then to having a population law inside countries, according to Haldren, mm-hmm. where that's the maximum population. And it would then impose that on every individual family. And one of his most striking demands is that he says, if you already have two children and the wife is pregnant again, then compulsory abortion will be in order. That the state would come, the Malthusian police would come and say, this baby has got to be aborted. Men in the same condition would be subjected to obligatory vasectomies. He quotes a program that had existed in India under Indira Gandhi before she found that it got her kicked out of office in 1977, that compulsory vasectomies were imposed on certain classes of males in India. He then wants to say you've also got to have chemical agents to sterilize people that would be put into water and also into foods. And he regards this alternative as being especially democratic and egalitarian because the rich would not escape and the poor would be in the same boat as the rich.
It's really just sick. I mean, let's just overview this. It's unbelievable.
He's a Malthusian madman.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at this, let's just overview it for people. Back in the 70s, this man wrote a publication in favor of the genocide of over 1 billion people through means of starvation and then mass sterilization through its water supply and food supply. This is pure insanity, and this is a guy who is really at the top echelons of this administration right now.
He's in the White House. He's specifically, the science advisor has offices in the new executive office building, if you know where that is. It's about a block away. It's on the same block with Blair House. It's across the street, and it's sort of on the other side of the block, but it's very close. So it's not the old executive office building, but the new one. Now, he's also got other proposals, right? He says you've got to have questions of, for example, marriage licenses. Marriage licenses should be extremely expensive in Haldren's world. So that means that would be a regressive tax. And in my book, or any New Deal approach to these things, a regressive tax is the worst kind of thing. It's what Thatcher wanted to do with the poll tax in England. In other words, if everybody has to pay $500, some people won't eat, and some people will have to give up, you know, a round of golf or something, so there's no comparison. He also wants to have baby permits, that women would be given permits saying, you have the right to have so-and-so many kids, maybe 2.2, and you can sell the rest in a market. They're marketable permits, meaning that Goldman Sachs could also come in and create a speculative market in those permits as well. A lot of taxation would be used. You'd lose your child tax credit. You'd lose your exemption for children if you had too many. If you went over two, you would find that public education would no longer be free, but you'd have to pay for the public school. I mean, this stuff is absolutely monstrous. This takes you right back to, the treadmill and the poorhouse. It takes you back to Scrooge, right? It's back to the free market, right, as it existed in England in the early 19th century. So it's absolutely.
I see a lot of the proposals that are coming out, Webster, kind of as a softer version of what he wrote about in the 70s. Like you said, you know, in the 70s, they're writing about, we'll just sterilize people, compulsory abortions, compulsory vasectomies. But now they're saying, well, we won't necessarily do that. We're just going to overtax you for your children and give you kind of like a China one-child policy, but we'll make it a two-child policy. And if you have enough money to, you know, support your third child in public education, you obviously have enough money to buy the other 0.8 child permit that you would need from some other family, correct?
Yeah, these people are crazy. His leader is this Paul Ehrlich, who in 1968 wrote a book called The Population Bomb, which, like so many of the studies that came out in this orgy of pessimism and obscurantism and anti-science hysteria in the early 70s, is discredited because there is no population bomb. If you look at Russia, look at Europe, look at Japan, the populations are falling. The U.S. would be falling with that immigration, and for the rest of the world, things will apparently stabilize within a couple of decades. So there is no population bomb.
Look, all I can say is I drive all over the country. There are open fields, mountain ranges. There's nobody there. There's more than enough room for billions more, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Webster Tarpley.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're joined by Webster Tarpley, accomplished author. The newest book is Surviving the Cataclysm. Webster, I want to shift gears and get your take on what's going on with all these town halls. We now have Obama and others out there campaigning. Now he's openly saying, oh, there's no such thing as these death panels everybody's talking about. What is really in this legislation, and what's going on with these town halls?
Well, let's look at the legislation, or even before that. Let me just mention a couple of other people in the White House, right? Holdren also wants to take babies away from teenage unwed mothers. If they're not married, they're going to be seized and carted off. So we've also got this other guy, Cass Sunstein, in the White House, who would be one of the people who would supervise changing, translating the law into regulations. And Sunstein believes he's a Benthamite in the Malthusian in this sense, and he also believes that you've got to essentially ration care. And he operates between a guy called Richard Posner, a federal judge in the Illinois area, who was also on the same line. And above all, this Peter Singer being he's a Benthamite utilitarian philosopher, I guess, at Princeton.
And a notorious one-worlder,
The guy is a genocidalist, right? He wants to have, he believes in legal rights for animals. Mm-hmm. That makes him a moderate in the Obama administration, because Holdren believes in legal rights for trees. So Holdren goes one better. So you've got this entire bunch of people. Now, Obama has also basically indicated a strong tendency in this direction, maybe not as explicit as these people. Obama says it was a big ethical problem for him, for his mother, to have a hip replacement operation when she already had received her cancer diagnosis. So is that a legitimate use of public resources, of the resources of society? Now, you got to put this in the perspective. This is the guy who is shoveling $24 trillion, trillion with a T, across the room to Wall Street, to Goldman Sachs, to J.P. Morgan, to Citibank, to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Bank of New York Mellon. Right? This is the biggest Wall Street puppet of all time. The government has been completely seized by Wall Street. That's who you're fighting. You say government. It's not the government. It's Wall Street. All of these characters like Summers and Geithner, right? These are Wall Street operatives who are masquerading as government officials. So target is Wall Street, just by the by. But these characters now have shot their mouths off. Obama says he wants you to have hospice care. He wants you to have a living will. He seems to want it to say, do not resuscitate. In other words, not even a defibrillator, right, to save money. Too expensive. Therefore, obviously there's great mistrust about Obama. His wife, Michelle, what was her job? She worked at the University of Chicago Hospitals. This is all written up in Obama, the Unauthorized Biography. She was a bouncer. It was a patient dumping scheme. Poor black people would come in out of the nearby ghetto, Hyde Park, to the very very modern, state-of-the-art University of Chicago Hospital. They'd ask to get treated. Michelle Obama's job was to push them out, to deny them care, to ration care. One of her favorite methods was let them sit there for 3 or 4 hours, ignore them. If they look like they're poor and black, don't give them anything. This is Michelle Obama. Then you've got, you know, other people. I mean, we can go through a whole list, right? Zeke Emanuel, somebody who's written that if you have dementia, right, if you have Alzheimer's, you should get nothing. He has his own triage. He says up to 15, you're a low priority. Between 15 and 40 or 45, you're a high priority. And then again, after 45 or 50, you're a very low priority. So you've got to somehow triage this stuff. Why do we have to triage anything when we somehow come up with $24 trillion for Wall Street? Isn't it time for people to demand their economic rights, their right to health care? Because there is a right to health care. Now, the explosion that has occurred, I would say, is due to a wide range of issues. It goes back to the bailout. It goes back to the crimes of Wall Street, right? The arrogance of Geithner. Indeed, one of the things that's being protested is the arrogance of the Obama regime in general. For my program this week on Genesis, I made a list of 7 or 8 different things that people are protesting. And again, it's just this array. Some people are protesting cap and trade. The sense also that the U.S. government has been seized by international finance capital, right? The supranational globalized financiers running the government. So I think it's great that people came out and continue to come out to protest this stuff. Let me hasten to add, though, if that's all you do, if protesting and saying no is all you do, you'll be looking at President Mitt Romney, and he will strip you and flay you and leave you nothing but your eyes to cry with, because he'll basically say no more Medicare at all. No board. You die in the street thanks to the free market.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. And we're joined by Webster Tarpley. We're going to go back to him in a moment. But I want to remind people that we are filmmakers here. And our two latest and, I think, greatest films we've put out so far are, of course, The Obama Deception right here and Fabled Enemies. And you can get those over at InfoWars.com right now. After Webster, we're going to be doing a 2-hour news blitz. We're going to be taking your calls, talking about the latest swine flu news, as well as Sabelle Edmonds' revelations that, oh, by the way, Bin Laden and the Taliban worked for the CIA in the United States all the way up until 9/11. Now, she gave a 3.5-hour deposition. I have not been able to hear that. Only an excerpt. I believe it was from the Mike Malloy radio show where she discussed Bin Laden's intimate intelligence relations with the United States long, long, long after the Soviets, You know, the official version out there is, oh, you know, we were aiding them against the Soviets after the Soviets attacked. No, Zygmunt Brzezinski started aiding them prior to that to bait the Soviets, and he's the guy that created Al-Qaeda with others. Back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but right now there are jobs. You can get them off of Craigslist, and I want to show this to people. Defend Obama's health care plan, and you can make $400 to $600 a week, earn up to $4,000 to $6,000 this summer, jobsthatmatter.org. So you're going to be posing as some kind of a grassroots activist when, in fact, you're getting a paycheck to promote this health care agenda, Webster.
Well, this, of course, is done by both sides. When you had the original Tea Parties, you saw the Republican vultures coming in, not in their own name usually, you know, under some kind of camouflage. But we had Richard Mellon Scaife, the arch-reactionary quasi-fascist, who was one of the main people going after Clinton in the 1990s. And he's got something called the Competitive Enterprise Institute. That was the mothership of the Tea Party here in Washington D.C. across the street from the White House in Lafayette Park. Then we had the Heartland Institute sent out their operatives to a whole bunch of places in the Middle West. At the big one in New York City, of course, who did they have as a speaker? None other than Newt Gingrich. I mean, give me a break. And now you've got others, right? There's a group called Freedom Works, under the domination of Dick Armey, who was, of course, Gingrich's right-hand man. He's out there. You've got something, you've got a whole array of these things. So I would say, obviously, a lot of people who show up are real people, right? They're not necessarily ideologues who work for think tanks. But you can also see the presence of the Republican operative, right? You can see the guys in the Brooks Brothers suit who seem to be able to reel the arguments off very, very glibly. These are operatives. So fine. So the Republican operative, let him do something, right? If you know, he's evil, of course, but let him fight Obama's evil. That's the way this government works, is that you've got two brands of evil. Let them fight each other to a standstill. And hopefully, I think the best thing we could get out of this right now is gridlock. In other words, nothing. Nothing passed. And I'll tell you why. Some of the people, you know, the people are protesting. They're protesting the world economic depression. They're protesting unemployment. They're protesting foreclosures, that a lot of them are going to lose their houses. Globalization, bailouts, insecurity, declining standards of living, cap and trade, don't forget that. Euthanasia and genocide, right? The idea being the baby boom generation, the post-war age cohort, is now approaching the 65-year mark, and that means you're eligible for Medicare, and people want it. And if you look at what people talk about in these town halls, and don't just take the headlines from Fox News, a lot of people are out there saying they don't like the arrogance of the Democrats. They don't like the way this is being pushed through, that they're being stampeded, and the idea is to make them bewildered. Some of them are worried about deficits, which I think also goes back to the bailout. Some of them worried about government intervention, government takeover. Some of them don't like the idea of euthanasia, the death boards, and so forth, and they're on very, very firm ground. Some of them are there because they want single payer, the thing that Obama threw overboard at the very beginning. About two-thirds of the Democratic Party wants single payer. Obama dumped them under the bus very early on. And one interesting group that I would point to, some of the people there realize now that Obama wants to destroy Medicare. So there's a significant group of people, especially older ones, in those town hall meetings who are saying, in effect, we're here to defend the New Deal. The New Deal from Roosevelt to LBJ and the Great Society, you can call Medicare the last crowning achievement of the New Deal in 1965. We don't want you to take that away from us and loot it, because this is what Obama wants to do. Even the Republican National Committee has an ad up saying Obama wants to loot $500 billion from Medicare. According to other estimates, it might even be $600 billion. And that's true. He wants to destroy Medicare as we've known it. And I would also point then to some of these people trying to defend their New Deal economic rights against the onslaught of Obama. Now, the news on this, for the people who think this is a government takeover, there are two sides to this issue. In terms of the direct government takeover, I don't see it. In other words, Obama has already dumped single payer. Obama in the past has paid lip service to this, because you can't get elected in a Democratic primary any other way. The other question is the public plan or government option. Now, the news today, you probably saw it, Sebelius, this awful Secretary of Health Education and or HHS, as it's called today, Sebelius now says that Obama is more than willing to drop the public option, the government plan. So there'll be no government plan of any kind. Medicare will be looted. So what is the point of this whole thing with Obama? He wants to impose an individual mandate, meaning that you are forced to buy health insurance from a private insurance company. And that private insurance company is going to be for-profit, deregulated. You can't sue them, and your life depends on it, right? And they get between you and your doctor like nobody's business. So,
Let me just stop you, Webster. For those that refuse to buy this health care after this bill is passed, they're planning on taxing them as well. So if you refuse to...
The point of this all is, what Obama is doing is essentially what you have in Massachusetts. Ironically, what was imposed in Massachusetts by Mitt Romney, the hedge fund hyena, asset stripper, and Wall Street operative, who, you know, got pretty far in the Republican primaries. I think he's right now the leading candidate for the Republicans the next time around. That's why I keep mentioning him. But in Massachusetts, he set up the same kind of thing. You're forced to buy insurance. There is no public plan unless you're over 65, in which case you go to Medicare. Now, Medicare may not exist with Obama coming in. And therefore, you will be forced to buy from these private insurance companies. Now, the private insurance companies are bankrupt. AIG is an insurance company, 71 of them. It's bankrupt. The Hartford is bankrupt. MetLife just lost $1.5 billion on derivatives in the last quarter. Derivatives is the reason they're all bankrupt. So this is essentially, after we've seen the bailout for the banks, the bailout for the bankrupt insurance companies comes in this form, that everybody's forced to pay them for a lousy, dwindling package. So it's very interesting. The Republicans say, oh, there's going to be a government takeover. What the Republicans do is attack Obama's rhetoric and not his real intention. They say, oh, Obama promised his own base that he would like single payer and that he'll deliver a government plan. You could see a mile away that Obama was going to basically betray his own base. He's stabbing the Democratic Party types in the back with what he's announced today. This is now an accomplished fact. And all the Democratic senators, you know, Conrad and Baucus, and the rest of them are lining up with this. There are no votes in the Senate for any kind of public plan. So there will be no public plan. There is no government takeover in that form. The government takeover occurs in the form of the fascist corporate state. In other words, the creation of a compulsory state-sponsored cartel, in this case of insurance companies, where certain rules are dictated. In other words, if you want to be in the cartel, you can't have pre-existing conditions. You've got to take everybody. But that's very minimal, right? And the quality of the package will go down, down, down as the derivatives bankruptcies go up, up, up. So again, it's the typical fascist cartel to drive down wages of nurses and people like this, to drive down the quality of care, right, with death boards and all the rest, under private auspices, right? Private insurance with death boards. Why not? Government has no monopoly on death boards. The private guys are going to have death boards. They do in effect today. And what's the purpose? Prop up derivatives, prop up Wall Street, set the stage for new bubbles. A couple of other important points. The basic problem of the United States is we're trying to have the medical system of an advanced industrial society, but we don't have an advanced industrial society anymore. We have a post-industrial rubble field, a junkyard. And you realize, of course, the progress in longevity, right, the life expectancy, in the 20th century, going from 35 to 70, basically, in a period of 100 years, that is industrial society makes that possible. You've got to have advanced technology. You've got to have science. You've got to have progress. Otherwise, you'll go back to 35. You cannot hope to maintain the typical medical services of an advanced industrial society once you've let yourself slip into this post-industrial wasteland that we now have. So the other thing is they say it's one-sixth of the economy. One-sixth is too much. The problem is the rest of the economy has atrophied. You don't want to cut health care. You want to build it up more. But you've also got to build up the productive apparatus outside of health care from which, you know, healthcare is ultimately going to live, because this is a service, but it's not really production per se. Building the hospitals and building the equipment is production, but providing the service is what you need to do for your productive workers. So where are your productive workers? Right? We don't have enough. So you got to think about this as a very broad social problem. The other problem, of course, is we have a world economic depression. Don't ever forget it. We're sinking deeper and deeper into world economic depression. We have this Elizabeth Warren, the TARP, the bailout watchdog. She says most of these banks have all their derivatives, their toxic paper, still on the books because they were allowed to mark them to model, not to market. So they're going to hang on to them and pretend that they're worth something. That's the key to why Goldman Sachs pretends to be profitable. And we're headed now into a phase of commercial real estate bankruptcy, so, like what we had in after the crash of 87, 88, 89, 90, you had, you know, Olympia New York going bankrupt, a bunch of other real estate cartels going bankrupt. And that led to Citibank already being seized by the feds in the early 1990s. So the next wave of the depression is coming in. It's not, you know, exactly clear exactly what form or exactly when, but I remain convinced this is certainly not over. So you cannot say, you know, we want the cornucopia of healthcare, but we're going to ignore the fact that we have bankrupt insurance companies and a bankrupt economy.
Let me take you back just a couple steps, though, Webster. What are these, you know, you talked about them being privatized death panels from these insurance companies, and then earlier you spoke about how 15 to 40 are going to be the only people that they even care about. What are these things going to look like? I mean, what are these boards going to look like?
There's more than one death panel, Tim. See, it's the one death panel is certainly this. It's the jargon for this in Washington is MedPAC on steroids. There is an existing entity set up in the 90s called MedPAC, which basically sets guidelines what technologies ought to be used, what kinds of treatments ought to be offered. And then they come up with ideas about, you know, the age cohorts that ought to get this and so forth, right, when it can be denied. The Congress has generally never accepted the proposals coming from MedPAC, so therefore they call it MedPAC on steroids. That would be a death board. That would be similar to this NICE that you have in the British National Health Plan. There's also, under the stimulus, there was passed, and I won't get the name of this right, but they had about $2 billion in the stimulus for an Office of Medical Technology Assessment, which I think would also qualify as a death board. The other thing you have, the way that Obama wants to gouge Medicare is to say, I'm going to lower the Medicare reimbursements that we pay to doctors and hospitals. These have already been looted like mad by Bush, Mad Dog Bush the Younger, looted these things systematically for 8 years. And now Obama says, I'm going to go lower than Bush on these reimbursements. Now, that means the following. If a woman needs a mastectomy, she goes to the hospital and says, okay, I'm on Medicare. I need to have this operation. And the hospital is going to say to her, I'm so sorry, but the amount the government is now willing to pay under Medicare, thanks to Obama, is now below what it costs us to do it. So we're going to deny you that here at the hospital. It was, we can't do it because we can't get by on what Medicare is willing to give us. And the doctor also will tell her pretty much the same thing. So there's another way you're going to ration care. Let me also point out, though, rationing by a board of government bureaucrats is, of course, genocidal. The rationing of the market is equally bad. A lot of people in this country have this idea that rationing by a bureaucrat is bad, but if it just means you can't afford it because the market says so, then that's your tough luck and you should go home. That's absolute barbarism, and that will lead to also death on a massive scale. That's why you have to insist health care is a right. It is a natural law right of the human individual, under God's law, we might even say, meaning, if you don't define it as a right, it's going to just be a commodity. And then the commodity is, well, maybe you can afford that commodity, or maybe you can't. And if you can't, tough luck for you. The free market has spoken, and you're, you know, on your way into the underworld, and goodbye to you. That's not good enough.
But doesn't it seem like that's the system we have right now? I mean, I got this article in front of me right now. L.A. Sports Arena hosts health clinic of last resort, and 1,500 people, more than that, thousands actually lined up. They only took 1,500. But this 83-year-old woman who hasn't had teeth in years, she waited for, what was it, I think over 9 hours.
Yeah.
And when she got into the clinic, they're just like, nope, no false teeth for you. So, I mean, is it even a right at this point, Webster?
It should be a right. In other words, I'm polemicizing against people come out saying it's not a right.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, in the Economic Bill of Rights, proposed in January of 1944, as basically what the GIs were fighting for, why you were going to risk your life going up the beach in Normandy for a country that won't tell you that health care is your right. I don't know. So Roosevelt figured that part out, right? So he proposed a right to a home, a right to an education, a right to health care. Basically, it's about 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
So the right to the health care would be that this is the thing that's missing. These are the 50 million who have nothing, either no insurance or maybe underinsured. 18,000 per year die, according to the Black Agenda report, which I think is accurate. So those are the people you see. That group that you're noting, the RAM, right, the Remote Area Medical,
mm-hmm.
were founded to go to the third world, right, to the developing countries. And they've been forced now to give up some of their services in Guatemala and bring it back home. They were in Wise, Virginia, right here in southwest Virginia, right, Appalachia, coalfield. And they also got thousands and thousands of people. That's the reason that you need some kind of a program, because the private sector has let them down. The private sector has struck out as far as those people go.
Well, it is very alarming that RAM, again, best known for the work in the third world, is now here in what's becoming the second world United States. It's the Info Warrior back after this.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel laws.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made can switch blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do with it.
All right, we are back. Simple Worry with Jason Burmis and Webster Tarpley has been gracious enough to hold over for another 20 minutes past this hour. We're going to be taking calls 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. The lines are open for Webster Tarpley. Anything you want to ask him about this current administration or overall is on the table. Webster, in this short segment, why don't you just sum up how awful this legislation is, and how far you think it's going to go? Do you really think that the two evils being opposed to each other are going to stop this in the Senate, or do you see some kind of a version of this bill being passed in the Senate, and this is just our inevitable future?
In other words, I'm dreaming of gridlock. Gridlock. Both of these parties are absolutely bankrupt. They're politically, morally, programmatically bankrupt. The Democrats want to kill you through a board, and the Republicans want to kill you with a health savings account. The health savings account will have $3,000 in it. At that point, you'll be on your own. You'll be looking at the world. The whole risk will be shifted to you. You'll have just enough money, maybe, if you're lucky, to pay for your cancer diagnosis. And then there's nothing left in your health savings account. That's the demagogic Republican solution. But right now, I would say gridlock, because anything designed by Obama is going to be no good. We don't need this fascist cartel. We don't want Medicare looted, and we don't need anybody seizing control of the entire system in this overarching way, which Obama is proposing. A lot of it's going to depend on leftists. I would talk to people now, people who wanted single payer. Obama sold you out at the very beginning, before he even started this. Right? He had to pay lip service to it, but he was never going to do anything about it. Two-thirds of the Democratic Party wants single payer. It would have been normal for Obama to go into this saying, I demand single payer, and then the compromise would have been the public plan. But no, he's got to say, I'm dumping single payer, thereby dumping two-thirds of his own base, and saying, I'm for the public plan. And as the Washington papers were saying already a week or 10 days ago, what he's going to do is talk up the public plan and then throw it under the bus to say, I'm going to do this for a bipartisan deal with Grassley and Enzi in the Senate Finance Committee. So the big question now is leftists. The Afghan war is being escalated, 75 U.S. and NATO dead during July, very high casualties this month, thousands of Afghans dying. We just had a bomb at NATO headquarters in Kabul. This is Obama's Iraq, Obama's Vietnam. So it was just 4 years ago that Cindy Sheehan went to Crawford, Texas, to get in the face of Bush in the first year of his second term. And now we got Obama going to Martha's Vineyard. And the big question is whether the peace movement will be able to mount anything to go and visit Obama. Because now we've got an even worse war. The Afghan war is even more, it's just hopelessly lost even beyond Iraq. And he's determined to escalate this. We've got McChrystal, the torturer, who's running it. He's going to do a Soviet strategy of trying to hold the cities and giving up the countryside. That's going to be a sure loser. So we got Obama has betrayed his base on the Afghan war and Iraq war issues, and he's also betrayed them now on what they want for health care reform. I can't imagine what people are waiting for inside the Democratic Party and elsewhere to mount a protest movement against this. In other words, it's time for people to make their voices heard also from that corner of things, right? You've seen what some teabaggers can do in the town meetings. That's good. They've done a public service. But how about all those leftists? There were 1,700 candlelight vigils for Cindy Sheehan with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, much more than these Tea Party things. They've got to pull themselves together and come back to life.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side. Let's talk about the Afghanistan and Iraq conflicts. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're with Webster Tarpley, 888-201-2244.
Hello,
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are back at the InfoWars with Jason Burma, streaming live right now over at InfoWars.com and, of course, on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're joined by Webster Tarpley. And right now, you know, we discussed the health care plan, cap and trade a little bit if we have some time in the next segment. Maybe we'll discuss that. But I really want to talk about this Afghanistan and Iraq conflict. Now, with Iraq, the public now thinks the Iraq war is over. We're getting our troops out there because that's the propaganda machine. They're putting it out there. No, we've redistributed forces into Afghanistan. Now, this is off of Reuters, and apparently they're letting people post blogs that are approved there. And this one's called, "Who is Funding the Afghan Taliban? You Don't Want to Know." And basically it's saying, you know, the United States is funding its own enemy. Let me just read you an excerpt. "Virtually every major project includes a healthy cut for the insurgents. Call it protection money, call it extortion, or, as the Taliban themselves prefer to term it, spoils of war. The fact remains that international donors, primarily the United States, are to a large extent financing their own enemy." And they have been before 9/11, and folks, they've been doing it after 9/11 as well. I want to get your take on these wars, and I want to get your take on this these new revelations by Sybil Edmonds, where she makes the claim that Osama bin Laden and the Taliban had intimate relations with U.S. intelligence all the way up to 9/11. Webster,
let's start with Afghanistan and the Taliban. Right, the purpose of this entire thing is to drive a wedge into the heart of the Eurasian heartland. It's more or less the place where India, China, Russia, the three decisive countries for the human future, come together, and you drive a wedge right in there. So, for example, if you wanted to build an Indo-European railway, a railway from New Delhi to Berlin and Paris, you can't, because it's got to go through the Khyber Pass and then across Afghanistan. So with the U.S. sitting there and fomenting these wars, you can't do that. Similarly, Pakistan is the other big target, right? The goal there is to destroy the national unity of Pakistan, to balkanize them into what Brzezinski calls mini-states and micro-states. There would be four or five, right? You know the list. Punjab, Sindh, Pashtunistan, Balochistan, Waziristan, or tribal areas, whatever you want to call that. And that would mean you can't build an oil pipeline from Iran into China, so the Chinese would guarantee their oil needs with an overland pipeline, more or less immune to the interference and harassment of the Anglo-American naval supremacy, especially over there in the Straits of Malacca between Malaya and the Indonesian islands, Malaysia and Indonesia. So the role of the Taliban in this is very clear. In my book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in USA, I quote all kinds of newspaper stories. The Bush administration, Bush the younger now, gave $50 million to the Taliban regime, 6 months before 9/11. It is a terrorist army of the Anglo-Americans in the same way that those Tamil Tigers were until they were sent to their eternal reward by the Sri Lankan government.
And they gave him that money under the guise of farm aid. It's always aid, Webster. They never say, hey, we're going to be funding an insurgency.
The point is that the Taliban are essential to break up Pakistan because these are Pashtuns. This is this group, right? The Pashtun people, the Northwest Frontier people in Pakistan. So the idea is that if you've got them going, then they become one of the groups that's going to split up Pakistan. Another group that's paid by the U.S. is this Jundallah, which is the Balochistan Liberation Front. Then we have the Arabistan. Well, now we're over into Iran, so we've jumped. But the general idea for these places is secessionism. The Anglo-Americans want everybody to secede, create microstates and mini-states. That's the New World Order, because the IMF and the central banks will be floating above. The nation state is destroyed, and you got a bunch of impotent petty states all squabbling, some of them directly owned by, you know, Blackwater or J.P. Morgan or ExxonMobil or whoever it is.
Final segment with Webster Tarpley after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We got a news blitz coming up in the next segment, but as promised, I told you I'd take your calls for Webster Tarpley, so let's kick it off with Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes, I was just wondering, there was a report that came out on Friday that the Gates Foundation dumped a whole bunch of pharmaceutical stock.
Mm-hmm.
That they did what?
They dumped a bunch of pharmaceutical stock, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen the report. What did they say they exactly dumped? Do you know? It's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
Yeah. It's the foundation. Also, it's on the Wall Street Journal, actually. I got it off of Raw Story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to check it out.
In terms of the background about it, though, pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceutical lobby is called PHRMA, and the head of this, the spokesperson, is this guy Towson. He's a former Democratic congressman, Republican Democrat from Louisiana, I think. So Billy Towson, T-A-U-Z-I-N. He was one of the 25 health insurance executives and insurance executives who were supporting Obama. They trooped into the White House. The Obama White House said, Obama had said many times that all of this would be on C-SPAN, but it never was. So they made secret dirty deals. And in the case of insurance, we've gone through it. For pharma, it was two things. That whatever is passed now will block any importation of cheaper prescription drugs from Canada, where they're much cheaper, or anywhere else, regulated, you know, Europe, whatever it is. And I have the article right that here. There'd be no haggling on prices. So Medicare, with the tremendous buying power, should be able to force down the prices through the principle of quantity buying, as we read in all of our economics textbooks. But they don't want that. They don't want the free market. Notice, they talk free market. They don't want it. Ultimately, nobody wants it when it comes to them. So the pharma people want to keep the prices high. So Obama has been willing to give them that, and then they say, we'll come up to $80 billion of savings, but not more than $80 billion. Well, up to $80 billion goes from $1 to $80 billion, so this is worthless. The one thing they promise is that they'll give Obama $150 million of television advertising. You will have noticed that Harry and Louise, the people who were put up by the lobbyists to block the Clinton health plan, are now supporting the Obama health plan. So Harry and Louise have been brought back to dupe you into supporting Obama. And this is the secret, that the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies are in bed with Obama. And the Democrats try to hide this, of course. Right? When Pelosi comes out and says the insurance companies are the villains, this is pure demagogy, right? These are the people that she takes orders from every day. I'm sure she sent them a note saying, you know, I'm going to have to pop off against you tomorrow. Don't take it seriously. It's just for these idiots in the Democratic base.
Let's go to Wayne in Florida. Wayne, what's on your mind? You with us, Wayne? I guess we'll skip over to Wilson in Michigan. Wilson, what do you got for me?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Mr. Tarpley. I have a question for Mr. Tarpley about LaRouche's plan for health care. He suggested possibly rolling back the HMOs and going back to the full burden standard, and I assume you're familiar with that plan. I've read about it, but I didn't get too many of the details, and I was hoping you could elaborate on that and explain it if you're familiar with it.
Well, LaRouche, of course, is irrelevant and discredited, right? He's riding off into the sunset, but The things that you've pointed out, I think, are of some interest, right? The LaRouche never passed the Hill-Burton law, but let me go back to the Hill-Burton law, since this was there before most of us came along. This was Lister Hill of Alabama and Congressman Burton. So it's 1946, and they set a target saying we ought to have between 4.5 and 5.5 beds per 1,000 of the U.S. population. Now, right now, we're at 3.2, and that's a big difference. That's really one-third, you know, you'd have to build one-third more than what you have now to get to what was considered the minimum of 1946. And this points to a very interesting thing. If you don't have hospitals, how can you have health care? This whole health care debate is crazy in the sense that it seems to assume that doctors and hospitals will be there if you just, you know, make some kind of an ukaz, right, some kind of executive order. My program for a recovery in the United States would include building 1,000 hospitals immediately. Take 0% credit from the nationalized Fed. The states and localities become the people doing the ordering. They supervise the project. Build 1,000 hospitals, 500 beds each. That would give you about the 500,000 beds that you're missing to get to the minimum of 1946. My personal program is simple. 3 points. Medicare for all.
Medicare for anybody who wants it. You want it, you got it. You don't want it, then go do whatever you want. But I think most people, Medicare, if fully funded, works pretty well for a lot of people. Second point, how do you pay? What's the one thing in this country that's not overtaxed? Wall Street. Wall Street turnover. It means a Tobin tax. 1% tax on securities, right? So derivatives, stocks, options, futures, bonds, foreign exchange, commodities, and so forth. We pay sales tax. Bankers pay nothing. Let them pay a sales tax on these huge flows, right? They've got high-frequency trading. They've got flash trading. That's all wonderful, boys. You want to do that, just put 1% in the kitty, probably half of it for the federal government, half of it for the states. And then the third thing is, if you want to save money, there's only one way to do it, and that is to find cures. You've got to come up with $100 billion, and I would have put this in the stimulus, $100 billion immediately for as much research as you can fund into cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and the rest of the gamut of dread diseases. If you want to save money, you find a cure for cancer, you will save tremendous amounts of money, and you won't need these death boards. So no death boards, but find cures. And you notice that this stuff is all missing. There's nothing about building hospitals. There's nothing about training doctors, right, finding ways so they don't come out of medical school with several hundred thousand dollars of debt. So they're coming from other countries where medical education is free or sometimes very low cost. And then the question of hospitals, doctors, and the beds, right?
But Webster, you know, that last point about curing diseases, if that were to happen, doesn't that really just challenge the establishment on so many levels? Because, number one, they're not going to be able to, you know, charge you till you're dead, basically, which is what they do with most people with cancer. I mean, these people, you know, pay exorbitant amounts of money, even with their insurance, to try to stay alive. And, you know, let's be honest, 90, you know, five times out of 100, it doesn't work. I mean, is it really in their interest?
I wouldn't say that at all. If you look at the longevity rates of cancer survivors, mm-hmm. they're increasing. I mean, the progress made in cancer treatment in the last 10 or 15 years is impressive. And I wouldn't be pessimistic at all. Cancer used to be a death sentence. It is not. So I think you're much too pessimistic on medicine. I think you're kind of going overboard in that direction.
I just look at all these people out there like Holdren that are saying, you know,
fine,
we have too many
say,
people.
But look, the reality. The broad social reality is that longevity in the 20th century went from 35, 40 in many places to 70, 75, right? Mm-hmm. Now that's, you can't argue with that. That works. So mm-hmm. what you've obviously got to do is say, you know, now in the deregulated time after 1968, yeah, we got mercury and vaccines. We've got a whole series of things that would demand a very, very robust regulatory agenda, right, to go in there and stop some of these abuses. This is a little bit like the situation of right after 1900 when the Food and Drug Administration came into existence in the first place. The problem is that government agencies like the FDA or things like this, right, the Pharmaceutical Watchdog Commission too, right, the Food and Drug Administration, mm-hmm. they become not government agencies that regulate. They become lobbies for the powerful interest, ultimately Wall Street, that they're supposed to be policing. And this is the problem. See, if you think government is the root of the problem, it makes no sense, because these places are not acting like government institutions that ram regulations down the necks of powerful interests. No. They're owned by the powerful interest. In other words, the main problem with the U.S. government is it's owned and controlled by Wall Street, mm-hmm. and not the other way around. So your problem is, what are you going to go for, the Cape or the Matador? The Cape is the government, in effect. The Matador is Wall Street, the people who really make these decisions. So what you would need to do is struggle to get the government under other kinds of control and then use the powers of the government against Wall Street. This has happened. And I would not be pessimistic about medical science, because once you give up on science, technology, and progress, you are in a situation of total cultural despair. In other words, then you're in a blind alley, right?
Well,
you've
got
civilization with no way out.
Yeah, but I'm not against the technology and the progress. I just don't think that the establishment is going to make it viable for people to be cured from these diseases.
Yeah,
if they
so
don't
organize. And that gets us back to our friends at the Tea Parties. In other words, mm-hmm. if you don't have a program, you're basically, if you're going to these town hall meetings and attacking Obama, who's going to pick up the pieces? Ultimately, want all of your efforts to serve to put Mitt Romney, the hedge fund hyena and asset stripper, into the White House. Because if you don't do something more than what you're doing, that's what you're going to get. You know, the way things look right now, at least, right? If this just goes on. And yet, I would urge leftists to get out there and fight for their alternatives, too, especially on Afghanistan and on Obama dropping the any kind of a government plan. So it becomes a complete operation in favor of these bankrupt private insurance companies. So the main question is organize, right? Don't always be confronting these huge Wall Street interests as a single individual. Find a way to organize. My program is basically we need peace demonstrations against Obama in the September-October period. We got to have candidates coming forward for the 2010 election on an anti-Obama platform, be they Republican, Democrat, Green, whatever, Libertarian even. And then you've got to have a primary challenge, right? When LBJ was losing in Vietnam, we had Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy come forward.
It's the info war. If we can twist Webster's arm to hold him over, we got loaded phone lines, and I'd love for him to finish his point. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true, total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front
site provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
All right, it's the short segment of the Info Warrior, and we didn't get Webster Tarpley to spend one more segment with us. Webster, if you could finish up that point, and then we'll take one or two more calls.
I'm sorry, you got to remind me, what was the point?
Oh, man, I lost it, too, because Jones is sitting there talking to you, and I can't even remember. I know you were running off at the end there, and we were talking about, what was the last
I'll say this. Obama is collapsing, Lord Tarpley. So what type of stage terror do you think we've got to look out for?
All kinds, right? The door to false flag opening wide. And again, my proposal is, on the political side, is peace demonstrations now. Mobilize against Obama in September, October, marches, demonstrations, I mean, what was done for Bush. And then we need congressional candidates for 2010. And we've got to have a Democratic Party primary challenge to Obama for 2012 in the way that we had Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy against Johnson, and then indeed Senator Ted Kennedy against Carter. Because remember, Obama equals the worst of Carter in terms of economics, the worst of LBJ in terms of lost war, and the worst of Nixon in terms of this police state stuff, right? The indefinite detention, the state secrets, the Guantanamo, and all the rest of it. Signing statements, you name it.
Well, I'm with you. You know, I would love to see people rise up and get out in the streets and protest as much or more so than they did with the Bush administration. But the PR machine behind this guy, I mean, let me give you an example. Yesterday, Webster, I'm sitting at my desk and I've got a TV on that's always playing PBS or some kind of news station. And what am I watching? I'm watching Obama be interviewed by like a 6-year-old, you know, and it's a sweet little kid. I'm serious. And the kid's like, "Oh, Mr. President, how does it feel when people are always bullying you?" And he's like, "Oh, you mean people are bullying me because I'm the president? Well, I can handle." And I'm sitting there melting in front of the guy, and I know he's a total scumbag. So what has to be the catalyzing event, Webster, that we won't see kind of a false opposition movement with this, you know, the teabaggers, as you call them? I mean, we had a lot of people who were on this Tea Party movement who knew about, you know, the 16th Amendment, the IRS, who were doing this for 9/11 truth, and then it only takes one time for the Republicans to hijack it, and I think it becomes a moot point. So what has to be the catalyzing event to get the people out in the street?
Well, maybe the 6-year-old was the only person left that Obama could still dupe. They wanted to have an easy mark for him. Look, the political process, political organizing, what I said, demonstrations, candidates, ultimately prepare the ground for a primary challenge. There's got to be some ambitious pal in the Democratic Party that might pick up the cudgels for this. I would say you've got to know also what you're looking for. The opposition that you need to Obama has got to be anti-Wall Street, pro-labor, pro-peace, anti-war, but anti-imperialist in general, right? Not saying the Afghan war is good and the Iraq war is bad and this kind of stuff. And then, since you're going deeper and deeper into a depression, it's got to be what I would say, protectionist. You're going to need various forms of economic protectionism that are going to break with the World Trade Organization, they're going to break with the Washington Consensus, break with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and impose various things that you're going to need. Otherwise, this economy pitches directly into hell because we've lost the industrial base. We still have food-producing capabilities here, but in terms of industry, we are hurting, and we've got this bloated, oversized financial sector that's going to have to be cut down to size. So when you've said all this, those are the things that I think would be effective. I would hope, again, on the healthcare stuff, gridlock is the best alternative right now. You've got these depraved Malthusian genocidalists in the White House. I mean, who could trust them with any bill or any regulations? You know, if you want to have serious healthcare reform, don't pack the White House with a bunch of genocidalists. And then at the same time, the Republican program is tort reform and medical savings accounts. So I would say the status quo, what Obama attacks the most, is really the status quo,
I would say the status quo, meaning gridlock, is the best thing that you can hope for at this point. As the depression deepens, as the unemployment goes up and the foreclosures become more numerous, that'll tend to eat away at Obama. It also tends to discredit all these Republicans with their, you know, free market, deregulation, privatization, again, the Washington consensus from their side. So you're going to have a, you know, a real ideological debate coming back to you. How do you get out of a depression? I welcome that debate because I'm pretty sure I know. It's all written up in Surviving the Cataclysm. That's how you get out of a depression.
What's the website that people can get that at?
Well, Amazon is the easiest place to buy it, right? Or I think Alex is getting some copies too. Am I right? Maybe.
I think you are right. I think we are going to have it in InfoWars in the next couple of weeks.
So that's obviously, if you can go there, please support Alex.
And you're going to be on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. I'm not sure what time. Webster, thank you so much for spending, 90 minutes with us.
Very glad to do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls. We're going to go to Bob, Anna, Dan, and more. 888-201-2244 and a big old news blitz. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. I want to remind everybody we got this new Bush fascist poster for a free download over at InfoWars.com. But if you want it on a t-shirt, it's also at the InfoWars.com shop. We're going to go to Bob in Wisconsin in just a moment. But there's just so much news here. I want to just hit this one story, and then we'll jump to your calls. But we got more than enough to cover the next 90 minutes of the program. Palm accused of spying on pre-owners. Now, if you listen to this program or you've heard me sub in for Alex Jones before, you know that I'm a big advocate that we are being tracked, traced, and databased in everything that we do on our cell phones and on the Internet. It is fact. It is not fiction. Hepting versus AT&T brought this out. Hepting was just one of, I think, 40-plus people who basically said, look, they have this secret room at the major telecommunications company. Mark Klein was the person who worked for AT&T and had to rig up this quote-unquote secret room with a splitter device. And again, everything you did on your cell phone, if you were an AT&T customer, every conversation you had, every text you sent, every website that you went to was recorded by this thing. Now, that doesn't mean a person actually listens or sees what you do. It runs through software that picks up keywords, phrases, and activities. And the same is true with, you know, if you were watching television through that subscriber or you were on the internet with that subscriber. Well, the headline for this is very deceiving. Palm accused of spying on pre-owners. But if you read it, and no, Palm admits that it's spying on pre-owners. Let me just read how this happened. The software developer said that log files for the handset show that his phone has been sending data back to Palm on a regular basis. Joey Hess, who is a software engineer, said that although the data was sent over a secure link, it contained information about his location. In other words, the GPS location of where you are. Yes, your phone has a GPS in it. Don't worry about it. It still works if it's turned off. You have to take the battery out for it not to work. But don't worry. It's just like they can hack into your cell phone and listen to your conversations without you even having it on. As long as the battery is connected, they can hack into it. Let's see. It contained information about his location and a list of the applications installed on his handset. It showed how long he spent using those applications and sent back crash data whenever applications unexpectedly quit. Now, here is the admission. I mean, they admit it. Palm said its privacy policy was similar to many others in the industry, and it includes very detailed language and potential scenarios in which we might use customer information, all towards a goal of offering a great user experience. Remember, spying on you is a good thing. It's always under the guise of the better good, the greater good, if you will. For instance, when location-based services are used, we collect their information to give them relevant local results in Google Maps. We appreciate the trust that users give us with their information and have no intention to violate that trust. However, most people had no idea that all their information was getting sent to pre. And this isn't a U.S. story, by the way. This should be headlines in the Washington Post and the New York Times. It should be on Fox News. It should be on MSNBC. But I had to go to the Telegraph to find out about this, like I have to do for so much information out there. All right, let's go to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, I'm sorry we don't have Tarpley. Can I help you?
I did have a message for Tarpley, but I'll have to give you what I found out on Friday. There's a doctor, Dave Johnda. He's a preventative medicine expert, and he was asked to speak. He's been on a circuit with Oprah and everybody. But he's asked to speak at a dinner in Washington for senators about the health care bill. In his research, he found out that what we're talking about at the town hall meeting is Obamacare Part 2. Obamacare Part 1 was stuffed into the stimulus bill and already passed in February.
Mm-hmm.
$1.1 billion was appropriated for it. Three large bureaucracies were set up with that money, and Rahm Emanuel's brother is on one of those panels.
Oh, isn't that lovely? You got anything else for us?
That is the only thing I have, but I think we need to look into the stimulus bill and find out what they passed.
No, I agree. Well, when is this guy speaking? This person who looked into this stuff found out it was real. Did he already speak before these senators?
Yeah,
or
let me see when that was. I think it was earlier this year that he gave that talk. But I sent this email article to Alex on Friday. So
okay.
It might be in his stack of stuff.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get to it, man.
Yeah. That's,
all right, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Anna in Florida. Anna, you're on the line.
Yes. My point, I wanted to get in with what you were talking about with Webster Tarpley. I'm a pharmacist and a naturopathic doctor, and thinking that there aren't cures already for cancer and diabetes is like thinking 11 people blew up the Twin Towers and it was all Iraq's fault. I mean, you are 1,000% right. There was a great book which got me started 25 years ago called The Cancer Industry, which was written by Dr. Ralph Boss, and he was at Sloan Kettering, and he was the information officer, and he went to the chief of the hospital, who was a radiologist at the time, and asked, why did you just close the Laetril lab down? And he looked at him and said, because we're not going to let apricot pits cure cancer. And his
explain to people what you mean, because most people don't even realize that. I mean, aside from what you're talking about, G. Edward Griffin did a presentation and wrote a book called A World Without Cancer, where he talks about B17, Levitrol, and like you just said, apricot pits as being a cure for cancer.
That is B17, or the apricot pits. And, you know, my grandmother was an organic farmer. I'm laughing where they're trying to save the 18 to 40 years old, because when that woman was 80, she could have kicked anybody's butt who was 30. She never was sick a day in her life. She never even took a drug in her life. And all this money on Medicare Part D, for instance, that you see, they're spending just billions of dollars, and these older people on 20 drugs. And then what has happened, our pharmacy and our medical schools have been taken over by the pharmaceutical industry. So doctors, because I teach a lot of physicians, they're actually my clients, they are very frustrated because they see the side effects of these drugs, and they said, please help me. I don't know anything else. I never learned anything else. So when I went to pharmacy school 25 years ago, we did learn about natural things like baking soda for your stomach and other things like that. And if you mention it today, they're like, oh, that's not evidence-based. And this whole evidence has been set up by the pharmaceutical companies who spend, you know, $250 million and say, oh, this is the kind of evidence you have to have in order for something to work.
And Anna, I got to say, I agree with you, and I think that's one of Tarpley's major blind spots, is that he doesn't see that the establishment at all costs is going to ward off the cures for these diseases, because
well,
they are eugenics.
Well, if he had the cancer industry, I mean, our government has gone into foreign countries with bulldozers and bulldozed down alternative cancer clinics, and doctors in this country all the time are reversing cancer. And they just, you know, I have one patient, he was totally at 14% chance of living with the chemo. And the other thing, but the biggest thing with our health care that we're really not looking at is our food. Pancreatic cancer has gone from about 1 in 5,000 to 1 in 50. And GMO food, the studies have shown that the rats got precancerous pancreatic cancer. When I was in school, you know, you never saw pancreatic cancer. Now, about every third person has got pancreatic cancer, and this GMO food. And if they do not make our food supply cleaner, no drug's going to cure it. No technology is going to cure it. I mean,
well, you know, a lot of people are really concerned about Codex Alimentarius and, you know, Monsanto taking over all the food supply, and they should be concerned.
Look at who Obama has named as his head of food safety, was a former lobbyist and lawyer for Monsanto, both at USDA and at FDA.
No, it's scary. Anna, great points. I gotta jump. Thank you. Let's go to Dan in Alaska. Dan, you're on the line. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Jason, how you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that my parents live in Grand Junction, Colorado, and they were actually there protesting the whole Obama thing. And lo and behold, they had four buses from people of different states bust in.
Did we lose him?
No, I got a stupid call waiting to come in.
Oh, okay.
I had four people from different states bust in to help promote this idea. And actually, the Mesa State or the Mesa County coordinator, Laura Bradford, was invited to go in, you know, with the meeting with Obama himself.
Well, let me just stop you for a minute, Dan, because this intertwines with what I was talking about earlier. If people are just tuning in, and by the way, I'm on 6 to 9 Sundays. That's the new time for the Info Warrior. Catch it once a week. It's on Craigslist right now. If you type in Defend President Obama's Healthcare Plan into Craigslist, or you just do a Google search on it, you can get a job, $400 to $600 a week. Yeah, $400 to $600 a week, acting like you care about this health care plan, promoting the health care plan. You don't have to know about the bill. You don't have to support Barack Obama. If you take this job, you could earn up to $4,000 to $6,000 this summer alone. And it's the location is Capitol Hill. It's right in D.C. The compensation's $400 to $600 a week. They claim to be a nonprofit organization, but you know that it's owned by these, you know, pharmaceutical industry companies that want this bill passed. Principals only, and they even have a phone number here. So it looks to me like, your parents out there protesting this and then seeing these buses roll in, that a lot of these are pay for play people.
Well, hey, I guess Obama's really creating jobs then, isn't he?
Well, that's the idea. These are the jobs you're going to get. That's the idea. You are going to have to join AmeriCorps or possibly City Year, and you're going to see that rolled out on September 11th this year because they've named September 11th a new holiday, and it's not a holiday about the victims. It's a holiday for national service. It is the National Service Day where they will be promoting these red jackets. I thank you for the call, Dan. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, a couple of points I wanted to make, and one kind of what he was talking about, this thing about these paid so-called people to promote this thing, and I think Alex had actually talked about this on his show on Friday with his interview with Alan Key, you know, with also Acorn being involved in this. Now, I'm willing to bet you your bottom dollar, not only if you got these people out here going out here to these things and getting paid money, but they're also probably farming that money out to these so-called talk show hosts who are spreading that propaganda. Remember years ago how they all made that big deal about, you know, the Republicans pushing out and getting paid all that money for pushing out, what was that, No Child Left Behind? And, you know, and you turn around and you listen to some of these shows. Randy Rhoads, for example, is trying to run around here and act like, oh, she's so much the expert on all this and all of us are misinformed and stuff. And she's running around here off of these talking points and the stuff that people are bringing up at these meetings. You know, well, first of all, they said it never existed in the bill. Now they're turning around and capitulating. Oh, no, well, we don't understand it. Oh, you need to get a lawyer. You need to do this. You need to do that. And it's just totally insulting. It's like, you know, how stupid do you think people are?
Well, you know, I've been seeing Keith Olbermann all the time just promoting and promoting and promoting whatever the president puts on the table and demonizing people at town hall meetings, you know, trying to play the race card. I don't know about Randy Rhoads. I know Randy Rhoads has done some really good work in the past. I hope that she's just caught up in the fervor and she's not on some sort of payroll. I kind of hope the same of Olbermann, but it's hard for me to believe that Keith Olbermann, who seemed so well informed and, you know, and just so energetic and for the people during the Bush administration, do this complete 180 and really be pro-tyranny. I mean, when he promotes these agendas, it is a pro-tyranny agenda.
Yeah, just listen to snippets of it. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And then she caught herself up in a lie. And I don't think she even realized that she caught herself up in a lie. First of all, she claims that she read everything in this bill and stuff, but then she was telling one caller, well, you know, I talked to these politicians and they explained to me, you know, exactly what was in the bill because they wrote it. Well, you just said that you read it, and now you're just saying that you didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that everyone is that stupid? And the second thing that I just wanted to mention real quickly about the contest that you guys are running with the Obama Joker poster. It's getting a lot of people, a lot of these so-called left talkers unhinged. I mean, they are just pulling their hair out, calling you guys a bunch of racists. And I was listening to somebody on here on their ridiculous podcast. I think it's somebody that may have interviewed you or were on the same acting network that interviewed you one time for when you did Loose Change and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, talking, well, first they went on trash and 9/11 truthers and all this stuff, talking about they were all nuts and stuff like that.
That's the talking point. I mean, you gotta realize that's what they want. They want 9/11 truth to be Nazis. They want them to be racist. They don't want it to be about the issues. And you know what? Coming up in the next segment, I thank you for the call, Scott. We are gonna play a small excerpt of this Sybelle Edmonds interview where she talks about, again, Bin Laden being intimately involved in U.S. intelligence all the way up until 9/11. And of course he was, because he is an asset to U.S. intelligence. He was not just an asset in the past. He is an asset today. He is the boogeyman they need to continue this war on terror. They need the boogeyman. The boogeyman is Bin Laden. Let's be real for a moment, folks. Those reports of him meeting with the CIA officer that were in Le Figaro and other papers internationally are probably true. The night before 9/11, he goes to Pakistan, our supposed ally. They're still our supposed ally, even though they funded the hijackers openly. Openly funded the hijackers through Pakistani intelligence. And then Pakistani intelligence is actually set up by British intelligence and revamped by the CIA back in the 70s and 80s, of course. But no one wants to pay attention to that. And now we know that Bin Laden, well, magically, the night before 9/11, he's taken care of by the ISI at a Pakistani hospital. And then we can't find him the day after 9/11. And then we find out, oh, wait a minute. No, he is working with U.S. intelligence all the way up until 9/11. And this is an FBI whistleblower. She's with the FBI. She listens to the tapes. She's a translator. She finds out, oh, my God, there's this international intelligence organization out there that's working with Bin Laden. And we're turning the other cheek. And it seems like Turkey's involved, but I don't know into what aspect. But to me, I mean, you look at this network, and it's a network of Saudi Arabia, Israel, Pakistan, the United States, and British intelligence. And, you know, we cover a lot of that in this film right here, which you can download for free. You can send the link out to your friends. In my, you know, experience, I found that this is the most irrefutable 9/11 truth film out there because it doesn't deal with controlled demolition. It doesn't deal with what hit the Pentagon. It doesn't deal with what happened at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. What it does do is it follows the money trail. It follows the people that got arrested. And it follows the cover-up. Fabled Enemies, folks. Go get a copy today. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to go to Mike in Florida, Rodney in Texas, and others. The call-in line is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. And we're going to talk about this headline right here, as well as Sabelle Edmonds. L.A. Sports Arena hosts health clinic for last resort. That's what you're going to see more of. You waiting outside of a sports clinic overnight to maybe get some health care.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
All right, final hour of the Info Warrior coming up, but first I want to play this clip of Sybelle Edmonds, FBI whistleblower, finally talking about the goods, gave a 3.5 hour deposition. I can't wait to get my hands on this deposition, but here is just a small excerpt of what she was planning to say before the deposition. Hit it.
So it's fair to say in your case then that you don't have necessarily information that you haven't been able to disclose that reveals that 9/11 was an inside job. You just have, like I do, concerns about the information that we have, the bad information that we have, and why all these unanswered questions.
Here and say, I have information about things that our government has lied to our people, to us, not to me, because I know. For example, to say that, all right, since the fall of the Soviet Union, we ceased all our relationship, intimate relationship with bin Laden and Taliban, and those things can be proven as lies very easily based on the information they classified in my case, because we did carry very intimate relationship with these people, and it involved Central Asia, and all the way up to September 11, I know you're going to say, oh my God, there were this, we went there and we bombed the medical factory in 1990s during Clinton. We declared the most wanted. And what I'm telling you is, with those groups, we had operations in Central Asia, and that relationship, using them as we did during the Afghan and Soviet conflict, we used them all the way until September 11th.
What are you able to speak about in more detail on that material that was classified?
All right, let's cut the clip. I mean, do we really even have to hear any more? No, we don't. Right there, she says it. Bin Laden, the Taliban, intimate U.S. intelligence relationship up until 9/11. Folks, that should have been on the front page of every major newspaper in this country if we didn't have a controlled press. Let's be honest with ourselves. All right, let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I love your show. Thanks to you and Alex for keeping us enlightened with what's going on. It's obvious to everybody that none of the congressmen have read any of these bills. They never have read the Patriot Act. They haven't read the energy bill. They haven't read the health care bill. And it's obvious the president hasn't even read it. Mm-hmm. So my question is, who writes these bills?
Well, you know what? They're often written up. I'll tell you where they usually come from. They usually come from think tanks and organizations such as the Brookings Institution, all these other ones. I'm sure Project for a New American Century puts out their little paperwork. And what happens is they all of a sudden they're created into a bill by somebody within government. In other words, a lobbyist takes this paperwork that's put up by a think tank and they say, hey, we need you to sponsor this bill we have written up. So really, these bills are written up by not only think tanks, but the lobbyists that control the majority of these think tanks. Very rarely will you see a bill that's solely written up by a congressman or a senator. You'll see that sort of a thing with like 1207, for instance. 1207, which is the audit the Federal Reserve bill, was really written up by Ron Paul, and it's rather short. I mean, some of the shorter bills are definitely written up by people in the Senate and in Congress. But when you have one of these monster Leviathan-like bills like cap and trade or this health care bill, yeah, it's often special interests and think tanks. You know, Council on Foreign Relations is a great example. I mean, Hillary Clinton sits up there and jokes that the legislation that is, you know, we suggest is what the Congress enacts. And she knows it because she's a member. And now she's the Secretary of State throwing hissy fits about people asking about her husband. You know, that's a non-issue, but it makes the news. I think the Sabelle Edmonds thing might be a bigger issue. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I wanted to read this story, and I also want to play for you the video. Jones played it on his show earlier today, but we're going to play the video of this drill that's running outside of a high school. Now, remember, all this swine flu hype, the vaccination centers are going to be at high schools, but it's not going to be people stampeding to get the vaccines. It's going to be people who don't want the vaccines, but it gives them an excuse to put the National Guard on the scene and create kind of a police state atmosphere and acclimate the public to the National Guard, not even in National Guard uniforms, in new National Guard riot gear. So they kind of look like a cross between a military officer and somebody in a black uniform ready to jackboot you. Isn't that lovely? LA Sports Arena hosts health clinic of last resort. Now, this is a situation where people will stampede for healthcare. Okay, so they would put troops out here, but they don't want to do that yet. They want to acclimate you first. And this is what you're going to see in this country more and more and more regarding healthcare, especially if this bill is passed. Inside an aging sports arena where rows of dental chairs and hospital smell have replaced the former Los Angeles Lakers basketball court, thousands of Americans are seeking free healthcare. So thousands of Americans go line up outside of where the Lakers play. I believe is it the Staples Center? It might be the Staples Center. I'm not 100%. But they have to sleep there overnight like they're going to get front row tickets for a rock show in order to get basic health care. And one of the examples they give is a 15-year-old girl who hasn't had her teeth cleaned in 5 years. This girl spent, what was it, 8 hours on a sidewalk? Here it is right here. Ayanna Kleckner, 15, was chipper despite spending the night in the line outside to get one of the 1,500 appointments available on Tuesday. She managed only 2 hours of sleep in a sleeping bag on a cold sidewalk. Meanwhile, an 83-year-old woman gets turned away for false teeth after making that wait. This is nightmarish. This is not cool. This is not good. This is not a great program. You know how you make this a great program? You don't let people line up outside for 9 hours, number one. Number two, you double the amount of doctors. And number three, you give them real health care. But this is the kind of socialized medicine we're going to see in this country as more and more people can't afford it or what they get isn't enough. And this is the plan. This is what they want. And notice they can mobilize when they want to give you a death shot. When they want to give you a soft kill vaccine, oh, they can mobilize. Don't worry. And you know, this is in no U.S. media. The Drudge Report linked to one of these stories, but they didn't do a story of their own. They linked to the Daily Mail Online. Doctors told to watch for Guillain-Barré syndrome during swine flu vaccination program. Now, again, this is something we've been talking about for months now, months, that they paralyzed a bunch of people in the 70s, that they killed a bunch of people. And although they downplay it a little, like you look at the Daily Mail and it says neurologists over 25 deaths in America, according to this letter that was sent out. But let's just look at it, okay? It refers to the use of a similar swine flu vaccine in the United States in 1976 when, are you ready for this, more people died from the vaccination than from the swine flu. Let me repeat it for you, a little slower and a little dumber. More people die from vaccination than from swine flu. That's reality. That's what really happened. And that's what will happen again if we let it. 500 cases of GBS were detected. What does that mean? Well, I don't know about you folks, but I don't want to spend one waking hour of my life as a quadriplegic. But some people woke up to that nightmare every single day. And even those that recovered still had to wear braces on their legs and have a speech impediment. We'll be back after this with your calls, 888-201-2244. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards.
standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to FrontSight.com for your training and free gun.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors inside your
We're going to go to Mark and Mark in just a moment, and others, 888-201-2244. But I want to just point out, I mean, this is a very thorough article. I think it's about 6 or 7 pages printed, maybe even more. Is it really the full 10? It's just about the full 10. Yeah, 10 pages printed. So it's a very extensive article. And Ren, it talks about how more people died from the vaccination than the actual swine flu in 76. It talks about the 500-plus cases of GBS where people went paraplegic, quadriplegic, some never recovered. I think that that may be a sentence worse than death, by the way. I know a lot of people would disagree with me, but I know that I think I would probably rather be dead than be a quadriplegic. I don't think I could deal with that on a mental level. I really think I would be driven insane. And it also talks about how it took 10 weeks for them to pull it off the market when the link to GBS became clear. But remember, the American media said, oh, it's so great we gave it out in 76 because those people might still have an immunity. It's a sick joke, folks. And again, the UK media is actually reporting on it. I don't know if they're actually going to back off of their plans, but they're reporting on it. I doubt they're going to back off their plans because another article today, this one's out of The Guardian. Experts warned dispersal of Tamiflu would do more harm than good, but they're going to go along with it anyway. Again, the Tamiflu's not going to protect you from the piggy flu, and it's not even really piggy flu. Remember, 2 parts swine flu, 1 part bird flu, 1 part human flu. Okay? 3 separate types of flu in one. Maybe that's why we got to have a 3-spot shot, according to the Obama administration. We could play that clip all day long. So here they are saying, you know what, Department of Health warned ministers that plans to make the stockpile drug widely available could do more harm than good by helping the flu virus to develop resistance to the drug. But the ministers pressed ahead with the policy of mass prescription, fearing the public would not tolerate being told that millions of doses of Tamiflu are held by the state but could not be used during the pandemic. Well, if it ain't going to do no good, why would the people care? No, you're advertising it like it's going to help people. That's why they want it. They want it because of propaganda like this. All right, we're going to go to your calls in a moment, but I want to play this clip again of this high school. I'm not sure what state it's in. Maybe it's in Paris. Is it Paris, Colorado, guys? I'm not sure exactly what's Paris, Maine. Paris, Maine, where riot National Guardsmen are on the prowl. Hit it.
In the town of South Paris, dozens of National Guard troops dressed in riot gear spent the day fighting off angry crowds desperately trying to get their hands on vaccinations against the H1N1 flu. At least that's what it all looked like. This was a drill, however, for guardsmen in the event of a swine flu pandemic. Steve Minnick has more from Oxford Hills High School.
Now what you see here is a situation these National Guardsmen and police hope they never have to deal with. But there is the possibility, since Oxford Hills High School is a dispensing point for the vaccination.
During riots, you know, hey, there's the medicine, we want it now. They're going to overwhelm the local PDs.
It's a what-if worst-case scenario. What if local police were not enough to quell crowds of people so panicked to get a flu shot they turn violent? Well, that is when they call in the National Guard.
We're treating every situation as it's actually happening. We try to train as we fight, we say in the military.
You guys will be loud and boisterous. All right, cause some confusion.
This drill's designed to look and feel as realistic as possible, right down to the actual pepper spray and live tasers. These guardsmen don't know what to expect. While most of the crowd pelt them with eggs and bottles, Ryan Levesque pretends he's just an innocent onlooker. Eventually, though, he unsuccessfully attempts to break through the defense.
The whole time they thought I was a student here, and I jumped that fence. They find out I'm on four, and they're going to be pretty upset.
In this drill, the trouble's created by people showing up without proper ID or living outside the designated vaccination area. All potential real-life scenarios. Ultimately, the guard makes many arrests and is forced to shut this vaccination site down.
Hopefully not real at all, but we will train just in case we are caught up for something to happen.
Now, they say this is not to suggest this is how they expect Mainers to react, but the bottom line, they say, these troops need to be prepared for anything. In Paris, Steve Minnick, News 8.
Oh, they need to be prepared for anything. Really? Again, no one is going to overrun any swine flu vaccination center, no matter how much they hype it out. Remember their little beta test, okay? It was all over the television. They couldn't even get a third, not even a fourth of the population to say that they were going to take the shot. Not even a fourth. The headlines say not even a third, but it was less than 20%. I think it was something like 18.7% said that they would take the swine flu shot. So that's not what they're training for. What they're doing is getting the American public to be acclimated to riot gear military officers on the streets. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason Burmis, good to have you back on Sunday. Too bad it's just once a week, but what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, Well, I've been working on this film, and I was working on a trailer the past couple days with this new graphics guy. Hopefully there will be a trailer for Invisible Empire within the week.
Sounds good to me, man. I can't wait to see that, actually. Voice is cracking. That's great. Anyways, so I'm posting Obama flyers, actually, recently. Angry business owner, after I get about 8 or 10 of them, comes out of his business, starts ripping them down, gets all up in arms, nonsense. And I'm not sure, but let's hypothetically say there's a city ordinance against, you know, posting things on telephone poles. Well, there are left and right, up and down, rummage sale signs. So what I've been doing is taking pictures of all these signs for sale things and such, you know, making it real obvious that they're, you know, in the places that they are in my own city. And just in case anything happens, you know, I'll have that and be like, okay, you want to prosecute me for my flyer? What are you going to do about all these rummage sales going on here?
Well, you're a thinking man's info warrior, my friend, and that's just the thing to do because you're just posting where other people have posted before. And like you said, you see these things all over, you know, buildings. You see these things all over telephone poles and the like. But when you put up an Obama one, you can't go after the Lord and Savior of this world. How dare you? And, you know, I was in a shop yesterday. And, you know, they have a picture of Gandhi up in this shop. And what? Who's right next to Gandhi? Well, Lord Obama's right next to Gandhi. I don't think they would have been too happy if I gave him a Joker Obama poster, my man.
Probably not. And Gandhi's probably doing somersaults in the grave as we speak. anyway, so the Sabelle Edmonds thing. Way to report on that. That's excellent sauce there, Mr. Jason. You should try to get her on if at all possible.
You know, if we can get Sabelle Edmonds on, I would love to get her on about her 3.5-hour deposition. But I really think she almost said it all right there, and I thank you for the call, Mark, where she says that the United States intelligence apparatus had intimate relations with bin Laden and the Taliban all the way up until 9/11. What else needs to be said? I mean, how much more information has to come out before people cop to the fact that, yeah, we were lied to about 9/11. Yeah, it was a false flag operation. Yeah, we're totally screwed because of it. Yeah, we got tyrants in office. We got an illegitimate government that's run by a shadow government anyway, that's run by corporate, military, industrial, complex banksters. That's the real deal. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man.
I want to thank you for all your good and hard work, just like I thank Alex.
Well, thank you.
On behalf of all of us. Jason, you know, Steve Quayle was on Alex's show several times over the last 2 and 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I really go a lot by what Steve says because his sources are placed so highly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been proven to be correct through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple things that stood out to me about what he said relative to the vaccinations. One is that his sources in the intelligence community tell him that the plan is to kill 30 to 50 million Americans. And that's not even speaking of the fatality rates that they plan for in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
With these vaccinations that they plan to institute here in the next, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Yeah, you'll probably see them in like mid to late September, maybe into early October. But I think they're going to try to catch it while schools start up, kind of catch people off guard. Again, you know, you'll sign a permission slip saying your kid is going to have the swine flu vaccination without even knowing it, because it'll be a permission slip for all these other things, and they'll probably just slip it in there. You know, I really do see that happening. I don't know if 30 to 50 million people are going to die in this country. Again, you know, I take everything I hear with a grain of salt. Is it a possibility? You know, there's a lot of possibilities out of there. Is it a probability? I look at this as more of a soft kill vaccine, and maybe even yet another beta test to see what the public is willing to absorb. But I may be wrong. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The ingredients that I've become aware of so far, because I doubt if this is all of the ingredients, and they may vary a bit from batch to batch, all depending on the effect that they want.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at what they're drawing from here is ethylene glycol, which is found in antifreeze,
mm-hmm.
formaldehyde, of course, mercury, aluminum, squalene, and the adjuvants, besides squalene, is an adjuvant of, I believe it's AE03, AE04, MS59, and various live viruses, including cancer viruses, and ammonia. And then Steve also said on one of Alex's shows that he's been told that many of the vaccinations are going to contain the Ebola virus, as well as the 1918 Spanish flu virus, which they resurrected. So it looks real rough. They also told him that basically the New World Order is going for broke, and they're really, really determined to get us vaccinated. So we should take it that seriously and maybe start getting up some posters.
I'm heeding your warning, and I'll be covering it in the coming weeks. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it?
The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. You don't just religion.
And sex and TV. You know, I didn't do my show live last week. We did it on Wednesday and then broadcast it again on Sunday because I went and saw Green Day over in San Antonio at the AT&T Center. Awesome show. Third time I've seen them. They were my first show when I was a kid. I went there when I was 15 years old on the Insomniac tour. They put on a killer show then. I saw them 10 years later on the American Idiot tour. If you listen to this program and you haven't listened to the album American Idiot, I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for. I think it's a very politically relevant piece of work. And their latest album is called 21st Century Breakdown. Now, there's a line in the title track, 21st Century Breakdown. Basically, that's the first song on the album after a little intro piece, if you will. There's a line in there that says, you know, watch the towers fall, Homeland Security here to kill us all. And the album's awesome. They're really reaching a lot of young people. They haven't gone, you know, hardcore 9/11 truth, but they're so anti-war. They're so peace movement. They seem to be so informed that, you know, if there's something that your kids should be listening to, it's Green Day, in my opinion. It's something the whole family can enjoy. And like I said, what a great show last week. All right, let's continue to your calls. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How you doing this evening?
Good.
I've been with you guys for about 3 weeks now. I've been trying to copy some DVDs, some of the movies, getting them sent out.
Excellent.
But it takes some time. I am trying to find some of the news articles that you and Alex have been quoting over the last 3 weeks on your website, and I can't seem to find a quarter.
Which ones
are
you looking for?
Well, you know, I can't think of any right off the top of my head, but Alex nearly every day just rattles off 8 or 10 of them. And
Well, you know what? That's why we tell people. Well, that's why we tell people to get the PrisonPlanet.tv membership because you know most of the time.
I do.
All right. Well, then I would say watch the rebroadcast in the WMV format. And usually, while we're talking about an article, one of the board ops will bring up the article. And if they don't bring up the article at all, they'll zoom in with the document cam. And the majority of my stuff, at least you know me, I get it from Reuters. Reuters is usually my preference. However, you know, if you've looked over or listened to the show today, I go to The Guardian a lot. I go to the Daily Mail in the UK. I also go to Drudge sometimes. I'll go to Fox and MSNBC every once in a while. But, you know, what we talk about, usually if you see in the InfoWars articles, there is a link to the major article. So you always have to look in the very top for that link to the major article. But one of the other things that I'll do is I'll pull government documents, and they'll usually be off the .gov site. For instance, when I talk about the checklist for pandemic planning, influenza, from the WHO, and I often cite this because we are under level 6. Now, what's level 6? Well, that's a full pandemic. And if you read this preparedness checklist plan that, you know, is posted over at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, but if you just type in those keywords, you know, WHO checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness, you'll find out that Section 1.5.1 says once they declare level 6, you have no individual human rights. They can come in and quarantine you. They can use off-site drugs. And if you refuse to take these off-site drugs, they can compulsory vaccinate you. In other words, they can vaccinate you. You can't sue them. You can't do anything about that. And they basically say if you don't want to do that, they can imprison or kill you. Now, outside of world government, because that's World Health Organization, UN level, they have Executive Order 13375. Now, just check this out yourself. You type in Executive Order 13375. What is it? Well, if you were to refuse the vaccination and the government made a law saying you had to take it, they say you can do up to 1 year in prison. On top of that, you get a $250,000 fine. And it is unbelievable to me that I'm reading these from official government documentation, yet somehow the New York Times can't print it. And, you know, the New York Post won't touch it. And the Washington Times doesn't want to discuss it. I mean, if you've been listening, you've been on hold for a couple minutes here. If you listen to the Sabelle Edmonds testimony that Osama bin Laden was a U.S. intelligence asset along with the Taliban up until the morning of 9/11, you'd think that should be headlines everywhere. That should be headlined everywhere. This woman should not have been gagged. She should have been able to tell her story to the 9/11 Commission. And what happened with her? She did tell it to the 9/11 Commission under closed doors and closed ears because they didn't want to hear the truth. They were there to cover up the truth. I thank you for the call and keep with us, Steve. You've only been here 3 weeks. There's a lot more than 3 weeks worth of information in this show and the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is going to be coming in sometime in the next segment. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. Remember, you can get the flicks over at InfoWars.com, or you can watch them for free on YouTube and Google, because that's how we roll.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question.
Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home. I searched for fun land. Years and years I roamed.
Last couple of segments of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to go back to your calls in just a minute. 888-201-2244. But I want to touch on a couple of these stories, make sure we get to them. U.S. regulators close three more banks. Bank regulators closed three banks late on Friday. Community Bank of Arizona, Community Bank of Nevada, and Union Bank are all out of business. They're gone. Yeah, all right, all right. Just... woo! Another bank closure! Yeah! And that puts the official number of closures up to 77 this year, according to the FDIC, with more to come. And as this unruly, you know, banking ridiculousness continues, remember, local banks are all going under, folks. They are consolidating power. As that happens, Citigroup refuses to talk about two of their employees and what they got paid. They say they're exempt from the pay review. Remember, they put all these loopholes in there. Remember, they told you, oh, there's no more bonuses. We're coming down on these bankers. All a sick joke and a lie. Of course they're not. Of course they're not regulating anything. They're consolidating power. And that's why Citigroup just says, nope, can't see the numbers. Sorry, guys. This one may be the most interesting story of the day, at least in the tech news. And by the way, I fell asleep last night watching Hitler's stealth bomber from the History Channel. I've reported on it, I've talked about it, but this stealth bomber was made in the 40s, and of course it was a lot different than the stealth technology we have today. But they had a bunch of people who usually work on classified projects from Northrop Grumman reassembling this Nazi stealth fighter that basically had this really smooth wooden shell, and it was very informative and super interesting. I suggest people check it out. Anyway, IBM uses DNA to make next-generation microchips. When we talk about the technopoly here, we mean it, okay? International Business Machine Corporation is looking to the building blocks of our body's DNA to be the structure of next-generation microchips. As chip makers compete to develop ever smaller chips at cheaper prices, designers are struggling to cut costs. Artificial DNA nanostructures, or DNA origami. See, that's what the nano DNA is. DNA origami may provide a cheap framework on which to build tiny microchips, according to a paper published on Sunday in the Journal of Nature Nanotechnology. Microchips are used in computers, cell phones, and other electronic devices. This is the first demonstration of using biological molecules to help with processing in semiconductor industry, IBM research manager Spike Narayan said in an interview with Reuters. Basically, this is telling us that the biological structures like DNA actually offer some very reproducible, repetitive kinds of patterns that we can actually leverage in semiconductor processes, he said. Man is merging with machine, folks. When they talk about a worldwide mind, they mean it. And when IBM says they're using DNA to make next-generation microchips, you better believe it's already happened on some level, maybe by someone outside of IBM, maybe in a black ops program. All right, Chris, in New Jersey, you are on the line, sir. What's on your mind, Chris?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm a long-time fan, long-time listener. I love you and Alex. Actually, Alex woke me up in 1999 when I was serving in Fort Hood, Texas.
Excellent.
I was turning on the local radio station there, and I heard Alex Jones talking. first, like, 2 days, I thought he was crazy. But then I started listening. I'm like, wow, you know, I'm getting ready to deploy over here to Iraq. So I started taking it seriously. And all the stuff that he showed me, like, right after Iraq, or right after 9/11, he was putting forth some great information. Some of his shows were some of his best the week after 9/11.
Yeah, no, I've seen some of those shows, and, you know, those did help to wake me up. I came across, Alex Jones is really the one responsible for waking me up as well, so I can definitely relate. I mean, I woke up to 9/11 truth before I came to Alex Jones, just kind of like researching it myself and looking into the timelines that were being put out there, the NORAD stuff. But I would say probably about 3-4 weeks in, I came across Road to Tyranny, and it blew my mind, and instantly I needed to find out more information. Went to the Infowars.com website. Back in the day, a lot of that information was too heavy for even me, especially when I was first waking up. But like you said, you start listening, you start looking, and, you know, 95% of the information is very easily, you know, you can look at 95% of the information. It's very easy to access the source material and find out that what he's talking about is the truth. It's very easy to verify this stuff. And it's almost scary when you start verifying that this was reported in the New York Post, by the Associated Press, by Reuters. It's not just Alex Jones talking about it.
Yeah, but you guys have credibility with that. Like, if you make a claim in a movie that it's coming from this article, that article exists. Just Google and you'll find it. And that
That's even
makes it even a scarier movie than what it is. And I always give the links out to my friends. So, you know, because you guys put them for free. You know, there's such good guys over there. I put these films out for free. I just email them to everybody. And, you know, get many people just to watch these films just through my email group. You know, and I tell them, you know, if you really liked it, buy it. And clone some of them and hand them out to other people.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I don't want people's money, man. I want people's minds. Obviously, we need money to run these operations, to board ops, but we need to open their minds. And the biggest tool, in my opinion, to opening up minds is film. People don't read anymore. It is the medium of the now and really the medium of the future. And that's why these movies are so effective. That's why the Obama deception actually does, you know, shake the establishment up a bit. They don't like the fact that it's gotten millions of views. They don't like the fact that it's been put into separate languages by fans. They don't like the fact that Chilean television is doing stories on this. They don't like the fact that Opie and Anthony spent an hour on the movie. They don't like that. They don't like that Loose Change was on the cover of Time magazine and Vanity Fair on the fifth anniversary of 9/11. So, you know, we got to keep trucking with this information. We got to keep it up, and we got to really up the game with our films, and that's what I'm trying to do with my next film, Invisible Empire.
Yeah, I got two things for you. I got an idea for you with Invisible Empire. Maybe you can use that Obama poster with him, you know, looking like the Joker. Maybe make that the DVD.
Well, it
cover.
Is going to make a small appearance in the trailer so far. You are going to see some Obama posters in the trailer of Invisible Empire. Whether it makes it into the film, we'll see. But
make it the cover of the film. You know, that would be.
I still got to do my cover. I'm working on some ideas, but, you know, the movie is the most important thing. What else you got for me, buddy?
The last thing I was going to ask you about Rand Paul. He's just going to be running in Kentucky in this year's midterm. How do you think his father is going to help him? I definitely know that he has more credibility just because he stands for a lot of the same stuff his father stands for. So it's kind of like we know who he is already.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? He does stand for most of those politics. I hope he gets in. You know, I really hope that he's able to ride that Ron Paul bandwagon so that when Ron Paul does eventually leave us, I mean, the man is in his 70s. I don't want to say that he's in the twilight of his life, but he's definitely no spring chicken. We need other people to bring that Ron Paul message out. And, you know, people want to diss Ron Paul within this movement because they don't feel he goes far enough on certain issues. Look, he is one of the sole voices in Congress that has told the truth, that continues to tell the truth, and that continues to strive for personal civil liberties for us, United States citizens in this country. So I support him 110%. I thank you for the call, Chris, and I thank you for the support. John in Missouri. John, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Burmis. I got a quick comment question for you. I've been slapping up these posters all over. And you know how Jones also put up those Bush posters online?
Yes.
Well, what I did is what I've started doing now is I combined the Obama and Bush images on Photoshop and then put, you know, InfoWars and all the isms. And I even put my own saying under one of them. And that's two Jokers, same game. But I'm gonna put those up on the forum, if anybody wants to use them also. But
very cool.
I was going to ask you, have you ever seen this? I was watching movies the other day, and have you ever seen this movie Equilibrium? Christian Bale in it.
You know, I think I have Equilibrium. I don't think I've watched it. I'm one of these pack rat guys that gets as much information as I possibly can, but I don't necessarily always look into it. Well, what's the point of the film?
Well, it's supposed to be in like a future world government, like a fascist regime has deemed that the cause, it's after World War III, and they've said that emotions are the reason for all war. So they've banned books, emotion, art, music, anything, and it's punishable by death, and they make everybody take a...
Well, John, I guess I'm going to have to check this out because it sounds like a modern, you know, 1984 Brave New World type picture. I thank you for the call. Alex Jones now joining us, and, you know, we just had a caller. The last caller was telling us how he has taken this image, the fascist Bush Joker image that is available in T-shirt form over at Infowars.com. Right now, and he basically halved it with the Obama image, and he's putting those up all over the place now, Alex. He's going to also make them available on the forums as this campaign has really taken off.
Yeah, there's a lot of different facets to this, and tomorrow I'm going to discuss it from 11 to 3, and amongst the other guests we have on. We do have this flyer you can download. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. I'm trying to get the webmaster to add this one to the main Obama page where we have all the different variants of the Obama Joker with fascist, New World Order, Infowars.com, socialist. And yes, we do have these all available as well in T-shirts, but we have the downloads of these. And I would challenge him, or I guess I can ask my graphics lady, because we've heard that idea from listeners before, and that is a good idea that I forgot to relay to our webmaster, is to make a flyer that is a split image to shatter the left-right paradigm. And when we talk about the left-right paradigm, that doesn't mean that we still don't communicate by using the left-right terms to try to reach out to people. It's like when I talk about micro-FM on the radio, I will say a local pirate radio station, micro-FM, 90.1. And I always get emails saying, why are you, this is just a side little pet peeve of mine, why are you calling it pirate? It's not really pirate. Well, the general public doesn't know what micro FM is. I heard a caller today to a show go, yeah, I listen to this local station. I hear it's a microwave, a microwave. How am I hearing it then on my FM? So, side issue, we post mainline liberal stuff, mainline conservative stuff that's in that paradigm. You know, that's like saying I talk to an Aztec priest. Doesn't mean I agree with the fact that he's a sun god worshiper or a snake god worshiper, a jaguar god worshiper. I'm talking about their beliefs, their idea. And so we'll post liberal stuff, conservative stuff, libertarian stuff, constitutionalist stuff. We'll post stuff from the Somali pirates perspective and the pro shipping perspective. You know, we're trying to give people a wide spectrum breakdown of what's going on and happening. And the main reason people then say, well, what is this about the left-right paradigm? Why are you going after Obama then if you're shattering a left-right paradigm? No, no. We go after all these puppet presidents because they're the engine. They couple the New World Order cargo cars up to. And so if they're putting everything they've got behind him to make him a messianic leader, to push cap and trade and government eugenics healthcare and open borders and gun confiscation and tyranny and anti-free speech, hate crimes laws, then we're forced to go after him. But then after we have politically made him basically a dead horse that they can't ride, then we start moving on to exposing the next person, the next puppet. And so that's why we're doing this. But there's a lot of reasons I launched a week and a half ago or whatever it is now. Yeah, about a week and a half ago, this contest that's now made international news, Fox News, AP, Drudge Report, just literally a phenomenon. I did it because somebody out in California put up the Obama socialist poster. And the media was like, it is racist. It is racist to criticize the president. Socialist is the new N-word. This is how they say N-word to each other. And I was like, wait a minute. And then the Village Voice came out and said that you can show Bush is a vampire or Bush is the Joker. They did both. Because I was using that example on air, and then suddenly people pointed out, hey, they're saying you can show Bushes that, but you cannot and you will not ever, ever show Obama as that. And I thought, this is Soviet mind control. This is the establishment cold-bloodedly using the race card to inject racism and Balkanization and to do it to attack the First Amendment. And so I said to my listeners, I said, you know, do it legally and lawfully, depending on your local laws. But wherever they common law post posters in the area where posters are up in the commons area, where you see other posters and handbills, post it. And I said, we're going to give you a fascist, a socialist. Those are all collectivist command and control systems. We're going to give you an Infowars.com, a New World Order poster, you know, all these different variants. And we want you to go out and post these, you know, in areas to get the word out, because regardless, it is a message of the people aren't just at town halls. They aren't just at county commissioners or congressional meetings or city council. They're out in the street. And this idea, really, just to stand up for the First Amendment, oh, you don't like this one guy doing it in L.A.? Well, you're saying we're not allowed to. How about people do it nationwide? And then, just because we're tapping into the anger and people's frustration, it went crazy. Then last Tuesday, the media in Florida and Orlando starts saying, we need to arrest who's ever doing this, state attorney general investigating. It is a hate crime. Because, and people on the news saying, you can go watch these newscasts. It's incredible. You're not allowed to criticize Obama. It's racist. National Spanish TV saying I should be arrested. That oh, it's because it's the first brown person. And Mr. Jones doesn't like it. So then they pulled him down in New York and San Francisco and Orlando and San Antonio. People went crazy, and 10 times as many. I mean, we're talking Moscow, London. We're talking
Tokyo.
Tokyo. And folks, we're getting these videos. So many. I mean, United Nations right there on screen. I mean, they are sticking them up everywhere. It is insane. And it showed up in the San Francisco news, thousands of them in San Francisco. Now what the establishment's scared of is that people are copycatting it. And see, the establishment knows the power of an iconic image. So that Lenin-esque, it's literally a copy of Lenin. The guy that did all the Andre's Got a Posse, he admitted he did it off the communist posters. I mean, it's Obama looking off into the distance like Lenin.
He recently did a 1984 cover that is just off the charts. The same guy. You got to see it.
Well, if he knew 1984, he'd know that was about actually Stalin. I mean, that's what George Orwell said it was about. But the point is, in a modern type Stalin system, but off a study of Stalin, because he'd been a communist and woke up to it being a scam. He'd fought against the fascist in Spain. But side issue, the point is here, they know the power of an iconic image. And so they want him of this sweet, loving, dear Maoist leader. And so they're now panicking because this is an image really closer to what he really is. And we're using their own Hollywood iconography. I think that's the word for using icons. We're using this against them, and it's panicking them. And it's about viral grassroots marketing. It's about people getting out. I mean, these could be black squares or polka dotted squares or green squares. Why are these green squares everywhere? It causes a buzz. It isn't even so much what the image is, though this is iconic. It could be a rainbow square. What's the rainbow about? People would start asking. It's about people are out doing something. Something's going on. This is a fad that isn't driven by the corporate media. It's showing we have power. And instead of the corporate media forcing their agenda on us, we can force our agenda on them. When we come back, Jason, I'll finish up with what's happening right now. But this is historical.
Yeah, no, it's a true grassroots movement. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com
or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree. Generation.
All right, folks, we are back with Alex Jones. In my hand, I hold the latest Shepherd Fairey image of Obama right here, and this is obviously being overshadowed by the Joker image.
Yeah, let's be clear. He's the guy that made this poster and other posters. We'll punch it up on screen for you. He's the guy that did the Andre the Giant that says obey.
Yeah.
But then now he loves the government and does all, you see his stores in the malls with big red communist stars. So again, he's the revolutionary. He's the one that's going to give you total government. Now, I'm going to try to get Shepherd Fairey on. I'm not saying he's a bad person himself, but the issue is that this Joker contest is turning into being bigger than the Andre the Giant thing. Because you had to be one kid in every city that would spray paint a few of those up as a tagging. And anybody who says, oh, you guys are engaged in vandalism, we just said put them in legal and lawful areas. You can't selectively enforce against people that do this and then not against others. The issue is Barack Obama wrote Shepherd Fairey a White House letterhead and told the Washington Post, thank you, Shepherd. I love your iconic image. Please, you know, everybody put these on stop signs. We have all these images on InfoWars of them covering stop signs, government buildings. You didn't hear about state attorney generals, manhunts, them panicking, them. Why were they scared? They're scared of iconic images. So not just our Joker stuff we're putting out. We're going to put out an anti-flu vaccine shot. We're going to put out a no to troops on the street shot because the Pentagon's now announced 400,000 troops to be in every city and town. They're going to have troops. So we're going to go ahead and launch in the next week or two. This showed people what we could do. Now, even if something happens to me or we die in a car wreck or whatever, it goes on. You have the power to, even if it's in your town, everybody out putting out images. It just shows the power of us when we speak out and say no to their images. They show us him as the communist leader, Marx and Lenin, saving us. We show him as the Joker crime syndicate boss. So tomorrow I'll talk more about this, but I want to commend and thank everybody for what you've done because it shows what a powerful force this audience is when you take action. To the people in Japan, to the folks in Russia, the people in England, the folks in Canada, to the people in Ireland, to the folks in Austin, Texas, and to the people all over. Everybody go to InfoWars.com, print off the InfoWars.com Joker. That's, we think, the most important one, but the fascists, the New World Order, whatever, and put some up in a legal and lawful area. Don't let them stop you. Don't let their chilling effect work, because here's the biggest news. When they started trying to intimidate people on the newspapers and the TV stations, 9 out of 10, or more like 15 out of 16, I mean, I'm talking maybe 1 out of 20 on some, agreed that we should be censored. Everybody else was, this was ridiculous. I'm a Democrat, but we saw anti-Bush stuff everywhere, and a big deal wasn't made of this. Obama's been turned into a god. That's the difference. They tried to make him a god. That's not how America and freedom and liberty works. We don't want a Hitler, a Mao, some godlike person. We're saying no to this entire system. We're saying no to their New World Order. And the establishment tried to intimidate people and said, you're going to be arrested. You're bad. This is evil. This is racist. And it's only blown up in their face. They told whoever did it in L.A. they were bad. We expanded it. Now it's expanded. They told us we're bad. Everybody's getting involved. I mean, Rob has friends in New York that don't even know he works here, telling him about the poster, and they're putting him up. I don't think we have any idea how huge this is, how giant this is. Take this YouTube video from the Alex Jones channel or PrisonPlanet.tv. Get this out to everybody. Put out whatever messages you want. Just be heard. Be involved. Go to town halls. Call into talk radio. Put up posters. You know, people write stuff on dollar bills. I'm not saying do that, but some people are doing that. The point is that
God forbid
we get involved and short circuit the mainstream controlled corporate press. The truth is they're scared of you. They know that if you ever find out the power you've got to get the word out, that their system's over and their New World Order comes down. If you ever realize that we can control our own destinies, then you'll truly be free. Great job, guys. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 to 3, and Burma's back live next Sunday.
Folks, if you missed any of it, you can pick up the podcast over at the InfoWarrior.com. Don't forget to challenge the establishment.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.